The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you, where we ask the question, are all Democratic voters commie pigs? Well, we'll have the answer to that and more as we proceed through our November 30th, 2022 edition of the Power Hour. I know, I'm just coming right out of the gate, guns blazing, right? I just found out that the cost of a Barrett M82A1 is a little over $8,000. Wow, the prices of those things have gone up. Now I can understand what the FBI is doing, background checks. I wonder how many of those 197,000 plus gun purchases were Barrett M82A1s, 50 calibers. You know, I mean, that would be a huge investment, wouldn't it? $80,000 to shoot a round that would go through a police engine block at a half a mile. Straight line with trajectory with no rise and fade. I mean, that's just incredible. This coming from a vet who knows these things. Anyway, something else I know, we have a surprise for you at the Power Mall. We've decided to extend our cyber sale till the end of the week. Ta-da! Yep, you spend $75, get 15% off your order. $75, get 15% off your order. No code is necessary at checkout. We're still offering the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle with two boxes of silver lozenges, vitamin C and vitamin D for $70.90, but you can buy it for $53, which means that when you add the silver gel 24 part per million and the OptiVita Silver Liquid at 10 part per million to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle, you will probably exceed that $75, and you still get 15% off your order. Yeah, God, I love it. And, of course, if you don't have a Power Mall catalog and you want one in print, you want one by mail, just call Jay at 877-817-9829. She'd be happy to send you one. And we are now, for those of you stockpiling and prepping, it is not a derogatory term in my book. It's smart, given everything that we're going to be discussing today on the show. First hour is news and open lines. Second hour, we've got two guests coming up, Angie Wong and Chris Widener. We're both talking about politics. Republicans like McCarthy going after conservatives and MAGA Trumpers. And three things Republicans must do now. Really? Wow. Are Republicans commie pigs too? Why is it they all want control? Why is it both sides want control? That's what I want to know. Why can't they just leave we the people alone and let us live in peace? Oh, no, no, we have to be able to control you. We've got some pretty scary stories here in this morning's share. But we're now taking orders for Heaven's Harvest emergency storable food and seeds. 877-817-9829. Visit thepowermall.com. Orders are going to be drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, but we are handling the transaction. So you can do that. The dropship obviously does not have anything to do with the cyber sale. That's different, right? And if you listen to the Power Hour in shortwave, please consider purchasing from the Power Mall or sending a donation, because we're going to be ending the shortwave frequency 13.845 at the end of the year if we do not get listener support. I'm serious. This costs a ton of money. I'm not going to give you the figure, but it's into the thousands, okay? It costs a lot of money to run this program. I'm serious. And, you know, for those of you, I didn't even realize how expensive it was to run this program. I mean, we got payroll, but then you got the cost of doing business. You've got networks you have to pay for. You got shortwave frequencies you have to pay for. I mean, that stuff adds up. I didn't realize how crazy it was. Now I do. I can really appreciate where the Power Hour has been and where it's going. And, of course, you know, sometimes when budget cuts become necessary, that means frequencies have to go away. So if we don't get listener support, we've got to shut down 13.845, just too much. And, of course, you can text Power Hour at 22828 to join the Power Hour newsletter, or you can go to thepowerhour.com and sign up there. And, of course, in the news, here's the scary stuff. For those of you who thought you were going to take a trip, yeah, you might just want to sit at home and smoke pot now. The G20, this group of 19 nations, including the U.S. plus the EU, recently held their annual business meeting in Bali, Indonesia. You remember that? They declared that a digital vaccine passport standardized by the World Health Organization will be a part of international pandemic prevention and response moving forward. So they are, Biden has pretty much screwed our sovereignty, and now you have to have a vaccination credential. Even though Biden signed a declaration despite the promises made by his White House team leader, Jeff Zients, who in April 2021 stated, "Let me be clear that the government is not now nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a vaccination credential." Huh. Now you know why all these Texans want to join Texit and quit this union. Now you know. You know why they want to secede. Now they want to make sure that if you don't have the jab and you don't have proof of the jab, well, you can't go anywhere and do anything. You can't leave the country. You have to stay right here. And what was this they were saying last night in the media? 53% of all Democrats surveyed stated that Republicans and all these MAGA people and all these unvaccinated out there should be punished. You see what happens when you brainwash these people? They want control. This is why I said, the question I asked was, are all Democratic voters, especially the ones they just surveyed, are they all commie pigs? Apparently, they love what they're doing in Russia and Red China. Maybe they should move to Red China and be part of their big lockdown. Maybe they would appreciate the freedom we have here in America, because apparently they don't. I was discussing with my lovely wife this morning about this Antifa and what it really means, anti-fascist. I think these people are confused. As confused as BLM, I think the whole thing was a sucker punch. I think the liberals and the progressives just, you know, they want communism. They're Marxist wolf in sheep's clothing. That's one of the reasons why. Now, I'm going to take exception. I still, even after listening to Tulsi Gabbard on Tucker last night, talking about women's rights and the definition of women, calling them birthing parents, and if you're just a single woman, you're a menstruating person. Oh, for God's sakes. You know, see, this is the stupidity. This is what the English did when they took over Ireland, is they changed the language. And this is exactly what's happening here in America. They're changing the language and putting their own two cents in. And you just have to do what Darlene in Indiana said. No. Say the word. No, I'm not doing it. And if you're sitting there playing with this digital currency thing, I'm taking all my money out. I'm going to pay off my bills. I'm going to have zero debt. And I'm going to tell you to go piss off. And if you come to my property and try to give me the jab, you're going to pay. And you're going to pay in a very bad way. And you're not going to like the outcome. You know, there's a lot of Americans out there. I got to ask you, in how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges do we have for people to wake up and realize that our government is not being nice? We have a government that is totally, I mean, they put the funk in dysfunctional. These people are idiots. They're morons. It's a uniparty system. And I mean, if everything that we're going to be talking about in this next hour, I mean, God, you better listen to this show. America needs some real serious prayer right now. We even prayed at the Texit meeting last night. One of our guys got up and led us in prayer, which that's not normally part of our protocol, but God knows this country needs it. So we'll be discussing more in politics in our next hour. You definitely want to tune in for that if you want to get really pissed off. I mean, it's bad enough that the G20, including Biden, has signed off on a declaration for international vaccine passport. That means you can't go anywhere, can't travel, unless you got that card. You must have a digital ID card. Pretty soon they'll be putting a chip in your arm and chip in your hand. You know, pretty much, you remember the movie Hunger Games? And, you know, Katniss gets on there, and what's that? And she sticks a needle in there and shoots a tracker in her arm. You see, that's the stuff I'm talking about. If you have not watched Hunger Games, you need to watch it. Pretty scary stuff, because Hunger Games is basically they put 24 people in the ring and see who survives. And everybody's killing everybody in this thing. And it's all young people killing each other until one survives. Wow. So you got to watch the outcome. It's pretty crazy. But that stuff, you know, it's like George Orwell's 1984 is written juxtaposed to 1948, and everything that he wrote about is happening. The Canadian Food Bank is complaining of a lack of culturally appropriate donations. Yeah, the food bank in the Canadian city of Surrey, British Columbia, has complained over a lack of culturally appropriate food, noting that about 80% of those who use the food bank are Muslim. Well, of course. Surrey Food Bank claims it needs more food, specifically halal slaughtered meats, due to increasing demand from local Muslim families who make up about 80% of the 13,000 people who use the food bank. You know what? If you want halal meat, go back to Saudi Arabia, for crying out loud. Go back to your territory where they raise this sort of stuff, because I don't think the Canadians are going to accommodate you because of the multiculturalism. I think this whole thing is just hogwash. George up in Canada may have something to say about this morning. I don't know. I'm just incensed because now they're all bitching and complaining about the fact that, oh, they don't have enough halal. Well, that's not an us. I mean, they're trying to kill us off. You know, they've got made now. They're basically euthanizing people. I mean, this is just craziness. And now we got 80% of the 13,000 people who use that food bank are Muslim, and they're demanding halal slaughtered meats. Oh, my God. But see, they're going to the food bank. That's the problem. Why can't they grow their own? Is it laziness? I mean, hell, they're Muslim. They're practicing whatever. Yeah. Allahu Akbar, right, buddies? Yeah, we know how you think. Hey, you just go out and get your own halal slaughtered meats. Grow them yourself if you want them. Don't depend on the Canadian government to help you out. Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Rather than the food bank, why don't you go to the Canadian government and bitch at them and get little old Justin Trudeau, the little Marxist up there in Ottawa. Why don't you get him to give you the halal slaughtered meat? I could tell you what he'd really like to do. He'd like to put you to sleep, all of you. He wants the whole country to go to sleep. So he's got his own little group of blowhards out there that cater to Justin Trudeau. He can have all his little sex slaves and everything he wants because he's a little twisted. You know, go put your blackface on, Justin. We don't like you anymore. And, of course, the Great Reset is in full force in the group of Dutch. The government plans to shut down up to 3,000 farms to meet EU green goals. And now they're marching. They're going to seize, if necessary, thousands of farms to shut them down. And now they're protesting. No farms, no food. Now, what do you think is going to happen when winter sets in up there with their latitude in the globe and they're freezing because now they don't have energy and now they don't have food? How do you think that's going to pan out? Do you think people are going to riot like they did in Sri Lanka and invade the royal palace? And they ran every single bit of. How do you know? How does the Dutch parliament not know that several hundred thousand citizens might storm you and take you out, just like they did and give you the Mussolini treatment, string you up and beat you to a pulp? How do you know that's not going to happen to you? And now we got a transgender man living as a woman in the United Kingdom, been sentenced to 9.5 years in jail for impregnating a 14-year-old girl. Oh, is that what they call having your cake and eat it too? Yeah, the jury found transgender David Orton, who identifies by the name Danielle Rose Gemini, guilty on 2 counts of penetrative sexual activity with a child, but found him not guilty on 2 counts of rape. Excuse me? Was this 2 consenting adults? I don't think so. You see, we have so many laws in America here. We know what statutory rape is. Wow. Amazing how they're thinking over there, isn't it? And the EU lawmakers are looking for legal ways to confiscate Russian assets that have been frozen as part of Western sanctions and use them to help Ukraine. Oh, how nice. Yeah, the closer they get to sticking their actual feet in that country, the closer we get to nuclear war. So just remember, that's why we have Nuke Protect. You know, try to find some of that stuff. You know, they're pretty soon. Potassium iodide. This is why I say, if you haven't stocked up on Nuke Protect and potassium iodide, potassium iodate, if you haven't stocked up on that, you need to be stocking up. I mean, I've got a lot of bottles of that stuff here. And it's probably got a shelf life of about 5 years at least. And here's the thing, you know, keep it in a cool, dry place. You'll be fine. preferably in a dark, dry place. But the thing is you may need it. You don't know if you're going to need it, but you may need it. You may do what our sponsor of that product has said. He takes it every other day as a prophylactic to help with the thyroid. So, I mean, it may be something you want to do. So the Power Mall's got them on sale, and you should get them because, you know, one of two things happens. I have this terrible, awful, nightmarish kind of feeling in my REM, and I'm thinking to myself, God, what happens if they try to take the Power Mall out and all these other programs? What if they shut down Rumble and Brighteon? What if they force us into this and we have no way of communicating what's going on and nobody's prepared for any of this? What happens? It's that what if. That's where people are, you know, going, huh, maybe we need to think about that. I mean, we have women out there right now that are actually putting blogs out trying to tell people how to save money at the grocery store because, God forbid, have you seen what the prices look like? I mean, $3 for a cantaloupe, really? And more? I mean, we're supposed to have fruit in our diet, right? Fruit and veggies. We're supposed to have a lot of that. Boy, have you seen the price of that? I mean, you get frozen broccoli in a 5-pound bag for, I don't know what it is, $4 or $5. I mean, good night. Used to be like $2.49 for a bag like that. Now it's almost double. This is crazy. And some top Biden administration officials are pushing for international military intervention in Haiti over concerns of a migration crisis, according to the New York Times. Wow. Wow. A migration crisis? Really? And you're calling on the U.S. to do this? Haitians are facing violence and food shortage. Most people in the country are against the intervention due to the country's dark history with foreign military occupations. The most recent U.N. peacekeeping deployment that ended in 2017 involved extensive human rights abuses, including sexual assault of underage girls and the cholera outbreak. In other words, the U.N. Wow, there's some movies out there about the UN and some of their UN peacekeepers raping the locals. Yep. Imagine that. This is what you have to look forward to with those powder blue helmets coming into your country. They decide they want to take something, they just come in and take it. Unless you shoot them, then they won't. I just still have this thought about putting a speaker on the top of my roof of my house and playing that Battle of New Orleans song. You know, if they come around, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. I just see that playing at like 110 decibels, you know, louder than a jet engine. So the whole neighborhood can hear it. And they're going to go, God, what's Krieger doing now? I don't know. It's just a thought. Oh, my God. Call the thought police. Yeah, pretty soon. Watch. Wait. Could happen. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has passed the Respect for Marriage Act, more like the Endorsement of Gay Marriage Act. You know, it will require the federal government to recognize all marriages, including same-sex marriages, that are legal in the state where they took place. Okay, states. Well, you must, you know what you got to do, states. You have to, if you don't want same-sex marriage, you have to legislate it out. And of course, that won't be without some sort of backlash. Because, you know, there will be. And a handful of the GOP senators, some of them outgoing. Isn't it amazing you can leave your mark and then leave and leave public office after you vote? Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Moore Capito, Susan Collins, Joni Ernst, Cynthia Lummis, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Dan Sullivan, Tom Tillis, and Todd Young. Yeah. The same 12 Republicans propelled the legislation across the finish line yesterday. Wow. 61-36 the vote. You know what? This nonsense about tipping the scales and 49-51. Hey, when they're voting 61-36, it doesn't matter. You've got all these wolves in sheep's clothes. You guys elected them. Either that or this whole damn system is rigged. And if it's all rigged and they're putting the people in here that are going to screw you, then I suggest you arm yourselves to the teeth and get yourself a food supply because they're coming. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, Americans need to be aware. They're not waking up. We have a lot of the I really feel sorry for the 53% of the Democrats out there that think unvaccinated should be punished. Wow. You see, these 53% of the Democrats that probably went out and got the jabs, they might be dead soon if they haven't suffered. You know, these things have a kill switch. We're seeing people dropping dead. It may not happen all at once, and that's by design. I believe that they will not allow these things to happen all at once. They designed this thing so it would just slowly kill. It would make people have cancer and affect all of their other pre-existing conditions so they die of those things, and no one would ever suspect the jab caused it. Nah. Yeah, it's amazing. All of a sudden, cancers are on the upswing and you can't have kids anymore. Well, you want to depopulate a country, just annihilate all of the child-bearing people. All those young kids out there that want to grow up and be parents, now they can't. You give them the jab, and what happens? They either have adverse reactions, or they die, or they're sterilized permanently and can't have kids. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? See, and pretty soon, all of a sudden, now you have a complete scaling down of a population, and it makes it more controllable. Huh. In Arizona, Carrie Lake doesn't concede. She is not conceding. The lawsuits are starting. She is firmly in the fight, according to what Carrie Lake said in a video released on Twitter shortly after the election results were certified in Arizona's most populous county. Pennsylvania Republicans, in the meantime, have formed a state freedom caucus. It's the eighth such caucus nationwide. 23 Republican members of the Pennsylvania House, that's right, got together, aiming to be the conservative voice in an increasingly Democrat-leaning state. They're not about to be silent. And the feds want a manager to oversee the troubled water system in Jackson, Mississippi now, because apparently the capital city, nearly collapsed in late summer, continues to struggle. Yep. Wow. And they're trying to comply with the Safe Drinking Water Act. I guess they're having a hard time doing that. Now, this city and state health department have signed a proposal which needs approval of a federal judge, and the EPA is involved. Wow. A Kansas judge, meanwhile, has blocked a state ban of prescribing abortion drugs via telemedicine. Oh, yes, there is a God. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, November 30th, the last day of the month. It's the end of the month as we know it. Yep. Oh, wow. And, you know, the hits just keep on coming. Dave Krieger with you. Two Oath Keepers, including founder Stuart Rhodes, were found guilty of January 6th seditious conspiracy. Wow. Co-defendant Kelly Meggs also found guilty. Kenneth Harrelson, Jessica Watkins, Thomas Caldwell were acquitted of that charge. Rhodes was found guilty on 3 out of the 5 counts. Meggs was found guilty on 5 counts out of 6. Wow. You see, this is what they do when they stack the deck. They want to put him in prison to make an example of them. And this guy is supposedly the founder, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers militia group. There's just a lot of unexplained things in my mind. Like if they wanted to commit what the Democrats term an insurrection, why didn't they show up fully armed? Why didn't the thousands of people that stormed the Capitol show up fully armed? If they wanted an insurrection, I think the Democrats, the little commie pigs, I think they need to look up the definition of insurrection. Because in my book, most insurrections happen when people show up, like in Shay's Rebellion. They broke into an armory and took weapons and attempted to engage in firefights. You see, that would have, we wouldn't have had to worry about all those FBI informants if they just looked weird and started talking trash. You know, they would have actually had to do something to stop it. If they were an FBI informant or they were an agent provocateur working for the Fed, they would have actually had to turn around and try to prevent the insurrectionists from shooting members of Congress and shutting down the entire process. They would have had to have done that. They'd have had to turn on those people, which immediately would have identified, hey, they're a turncoat, they're a traitor, they're an agent provocateur, shoot them next. You know, they would have gone down with the ship. That would have been the end of it. That was not an insurrection in my book. These people are liars. This government is not to be believed, and I am not anti-government. Governments are necessary, as I've said before, to do the will of the people. We the people, not the other way around. But they get in office, and this is what happens. And now they've dirtied our election system and made us all suspicious and untrusting of our government. Oh, I am going to have so much fun in this next hour with our two guests. I'm glad they got lined up to talk because we're going to have some serious conversations. Hey, trust me, I'm on your side here. And you can get on the phone and be as irate as I am right now about this whole thing. 844-769-2944. Do you know California? It makes you wonder how many sex perverts we have in our own hierarchy in that state. They've released thousands of convicted pedophiles, some of which have only spent a few months in prison. Yeah, more than 7,000 persons convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 have been released in the same year they were convicted. Yeah. And you know what? The UK Daily Mail is the one that did the study because their own media is not going to tell you. Wow. Unbelievable. Folks, you better watch your kids. Better watch where your kids are. You know, they're on the loose. These horny perverts are on the loose. You got to watch out. Parents, if you're not paying attention, your kids could succumb to this. And here's the thing that really burns my ass. Five New Haven, Connecticut police officers involved in the incident that left Richard Randy Cox paralyzed in June have been arrested. Five police officers have been arrested? And you go, wait a minute. I thought the police were supposed to protect and serve, not harass and oppress. Well, here's how the story goes for those of you who don't know. On June 19th this year, Richard Randy Cox, 36 years old, was arrested for unlawfully possessing a firearm. He was handcuffed and placed inside a police van that had no seat belts. And of course, when the van stopped abruptly, video released by authorities shows Cox being launched headfirst toward the front of the van's holding area and smashing his head into the wall. Cox pleaded for help and said he couldn't move but didn't immediately receive medical attention. Now, see, that's the other thing they do. They just let you beat. And some of the officers instead mocked him and accused him of being drunk and faking his injuries. Then the officers dragged him by his feet from the van and placed him in a holding cell prior to his eventual transfer to a hospital. And that incident left Cox paralyzed from the chest down. You see, now this is the problem. Now, Connecticut is a blue state. Understand, this is how they're behaving like Antifa. You know, and I don't understand why Antifa would go out and do what they're doing, because it says anti-fascist, but then here you have cops behaving like fascists, right? I mean, if this is what you have to worry about, I'd rather be dead than paralyzed from the chest down. Sorry. This is just wrong, what they did. I mean, that makes me even more irate because these men should have known better. They have a duty to protect and serve. These guys all need to go to prison. Every single one of those five cops needs to go down. And their families need to pay Cox for his care for the rest of his life. Cox cannot go to prison because the medical system would be burdened by this. This is why they don't put people that have serious medical conditions that are, you know, borderline paralyzed like Cox or dead or close to death. You know, the medical, imagine the Federal Medical Center in Springfield, Missouri. Yeah, that's where it is. And this is where people who are on their last leg in the federal pen need to go to die. Because most of them, including some of Kansas City's famous mobsters, like the Savellas, passed away there. So understand that these cops doing what they did, this is like what happened in Baltimore, except it wasn't as severe. This one right here, you got five cops that have been arrested right now. What do you think we should do to them? Bob in Missouri, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm totally pro-cop, but hey, there's bad eggs and everything, you know, so you got to crack those eggs and scramble them. But, you know, and they incorporate these people in there so they are criminals, number one. Okay, they're trying to destroy the police. That's what the Bolsheviks did when they go into any area. Get rid of the local police so that we can have a federal government that comes in and takes over everything. And that's their whole cue. But anyway,
that's when the Civil War starts.
Well, that's happening right now. Anyway, yep. You were talking about England becoming non-Christian and Wales too. Well, let me just say this: you were talking about the Muslims, but I don't know if you realize but there's a huge influx from India coming into there. Okay.
Oh, we know that. Hinduism. Yes, I mentioned this before because when I started talking about India, Bob, I started to use the voice. You know we like London very much so. And I said, Krieger, you can't say this. You can't talk like us. That's not right. You must go to 7-Eleven and Weezer juice. See, now I'm being stereotypical here. I'm actually quoting Encino Man, lines from the movie, so don't hold me to that, Bob.
Now, wait. Now, listen. Listen, when we talk about invasions, naturally it's an invasion. It's war against Western civilization. It's a war against Christianity. That's what it really is. Because the way these people look at it, The enemy is my friend. So the people that hate Christianity, there's some main customers in there. Anybody who hates Christianity, that's their buddies. And let me just say this. When we talk about invasions, you always talk about the southern border and maybe the northern border, but what about the invasion of Indians coming into our country through the air? No one ever talks about this, and that's where they're coming in through. That's our government. And by the way, well, let me ask you something, Dave. I'm not really up on government. You are. But I see what's going on. I got my ways. What does the State Department have to do with immigration?
Well,
I don't know.
No, see, the State Department has normally what they do is, I mean, look at Hillary. She was Secretary of State.
Yes.
She was in charge of that entire department, and you saw what happened in Benghazi. I mean, the thing is that the State Department customarily is a negotiating arm that basically represents the United States to other countries and settles disputes and negotiates deals. And, you know, that's pretty much what the State Department does. And they try to prevent, you know, they keep a pulse on civil unrest in other countries. They don't pay much attention here. I have to understand that the entire executive cabinet is within that 10 square mile area of Washington, D.C. for a reason.
Well,
so, you know, and the thing is, they issue travel warnings when it's not safe to go into a given area of the world. And now that Biden has pretty much said, oh, yeah, everybody's got to have a vaccine passport if you want to travel. Well, anybody that is planning that is unvaccinated, you might as well put those plans on hold until we have a president that gets us out of this mess and says we're not enforcing this and demands the rest of the G20 open their borders. I mean, look what the United States does. It's like, do as I say, don't do as I do. This is crazy.
Well, you know what? I only recently got into politics, well, in the last 10, 15 years, started thinking about politics. And I remember someone in the State Department saying, that's when I ask you this, because I don't know anything. He said, we want a more diverse group coming in here. So he was saying that the State Department, has something to do with the people coming in here. I don't know if you remember Chuck Hagel under Barack Obama.
Yeah, I do. But the thing is that the State Department works in tandem. Sorry about that. The State Department works in tandem. They work in tandem with Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, wasn't created until after 9/11. This is a real problem because, you know, this is all step by step. Take over control of America. And it doesn't matter what party you belong to. They all want the same result, Bob.
Well, anyway, Chuck Hagel, if you recall, he resigned under Barack Obama. Not long after that was the little Bolshevik Revolution. And he was saying when he went to the State Department that he said he's Jewish. He said, I'm Jewish, but this looks like an Israeli compodium here.
Could be.
So I want to know. He said it's Israeli. It's Israeli run. That's it. He said, I'm Jewish. You know, so he was putting that out there that I'm Jewish, but it upsets me that this looks like an Israeli government in here in the State Department. And so I want to know why, and why don't we get rid of all these special interest groups that are especially foreign ones, lobby groups who are destroying our country, because these are foreign lobbyists coming in here, bribing these traitors in our government up there who care nothing. All they care about is large corporations, especially ones that hate this country. So why are we letting these lobbyists come in here that we pay for? Those are our employees up there, people. They're your employees. Biden's your employee. Fire them. The newborn
thank
that.
You.
But
thank you. For, yep,
why do you
Bob.
Let them? Why do you?
Yeah. Thank you for waking them up, Bob. Thank you for waking them up. I mean, this. You're right on, man. You're right on. I mean, everything you
that's
just said. We elected these people, and they're bribed by lobbyists that don't care about we the people. We need to figure out somebody that's going to be put in office that is not going to accept this kind of crap money from the dark money from these. It's just as bad as dark money. It's as bad as Soros. It's as bad as Gates. It's as bad as Samuel Bankman-Fried. It's as bad as all these people feeding money to these politicians to get them reelected so that they continue to do the will of the people. And we just keep, it's this insanity. We keep putting them in expecting different results. I don't know what to say, Bob, but you know what? You're right on. You're right on point, sir.
Let me just say one thing that will change it. Repercussions. As I said before, it's true so much now as it always has been. No one ever pays for anything that they do. If they did, these are all cowards. They have power up there in their little caves up there in Washington, D.C., and they get away with it. They play a little Hollywood game with you. Oh, I'll point the finger at you, Republicans. I'll point at you. But nothing ever happens. If there
yeah,
was a repercussion for
back.
This stuff, they would be – there was That's, a repercussion, Dave. They would be
you.
Gone,
you know,
number
Bob,
one. If,
I know
if, it. If it does suck, if it does suck, they're going to be gone forever. But number
but
two is
know.
These are cowardly little
– I know it. But you know where they're, you know where you get to say you make your peace when they come back to hold public town hall meetings. That's where you make your peace, and you accuse them straight out, and you bring forward the evidence, and you distribute it. When you show up, you hand everybody that comes through that door or as they're coming in the parking lot, you hand them papers and let them read it on the way in the door about what their politician has done the entire time they've been there. So when this guy walks out trying to pat himself on the back for all the good he's done, he runs into an angry mob. And we'll see how long this guy stays in office. Anyway, we appreciate your call, Bob. Dave in New York. Go ahead. What's up?
Good morning. I want to mention one thing quick and then something that Joyce did that was rather large.
How large was
day.
It?
Do you remember Paul Harvey, the radio broadcast at all?
Yeah. I'm Paul Harvey.
Okay.
Good day. And now you know
good
the rest
day.
Of the story.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Yeah, he had one segment titled "If I Were the Devil."
I remember that.
Sometime.
Oh, well, that's famous.
Yeah.
I have listened to it. I have, and that's you're right on with that one. He actually knew
now,
exactly how to destroy a country when he spelled it right out.
Yes, and Joyce had a period of time when she was releasing things on MP3, you know, on MP3 disc. And not for a long time, maybe like four at the most of them, okay? But at least three for sure. And she had stuff on Red Ronnie, Ronald Reagan, to the extent that Michael Ragnan, doing a radio show, was, you know, heard about this conspiracy theorist on shortwave and was going to bring her in. She went in to see him with a stack of papers, and by the time she walked out of there, he would not do the show. And he was actually turned at what his father really was capable of and had done. Quite an amazing thing. And Joyce also noticed something going on with people's left eyes, okay? And I think that a lot of that is this implant stuff. And, she was one of the first ones, and she did harp on it a bit. What's going on with left eyes all of a sudden? And you look at people's left eyes, and, boy, there was something different about some of these people. It was almost black or something, but I mean, there was something not normal with it.
Oh God! Now you're going to give me a complex, and every time I go out, I'm going to be staring at people's left eye, and they're going to go, "Are you okay? Is something wrong?" Your left eye. What's wrong
you
with
know,
your left eye? They're going to think, "Oh God, lock this guy up." You know.
Yeah, there's a guy named Billy Crone, and he had a DVD thing out called Beyond COVID. And, he keeps a very, and I appreciate this with anybody, because he describes everything that's so terrible, but he keeps it almost making a joke out of it without making a joke out of it, pretty close to it. But then he shows you everything to back up everything he's saying, that these, the actual scientists and, maybe we'll find out who the real Kevorkian is here, at the head of the, the real Anthony Kevorkian, I think, is who it is. You think about all these people you were talking about that are depressed because they can't get the meat they want. Well, they sound like they could go to Canada and have the depression taken care of rather easily.
Yeah, they could. All the Democrats that voted that unvaccinated need to be punished, need to go up and get a dose of their own medicine. See, I don't really think, to be honest, and this is one of the reasons why, I don't believe that all Democrats are commie pigs. And I use Tulsi Gabbard as an example. She served in Congress as a Democrat for a number of years, and all of a sudden now she says, enough of this. I see what's going on here. These people are Marxist. I don't like it. And that's why I thought DeSantis Gabbard, 24. And see, I want to get some bumper stickers that say Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer.
I just want to say something, and it really rips me up, and I'm just going to have to hang up because it's kind of like empathetic. I can feel the kid's, what he's feeling at the time. But before we get to that, there was a lady on locally in the Albany area who worked at a hospital in Vermont, and they were delivering babies and taking them out and putting them on a steel plate or whatever and letting them die. And then she said a healthy black baby who came out, and there are people that want to adopt black babies, believe it or not. You're telling them to leave. Oh, no, they're all this waste, They got it down to a science where they put like this, those little masks they put on a falcon, the falconers do, they put over their face. Well, they started doing that, and this little baby boy was cooling and happy and everything. You can, finally hear him, crying out and screaming and, his last breath. She quit the job. She couldn't take it anymore that they were aborting babies after they were born. Now, this is the one that really gets me, because you've heard the witch down in New Zealand, I think it is.
Ardern.
And she's got this kid with Down syndrome, and, he's on the higher end of it. He's like in the top 30% because he can understand everything and all. And she's saying, look at you. You're a useless eater, and you're wasting the world's resources. And he goes, I'm sorry. And she goes, why don't you just kill yourself? Why don't you hang yourself? I'm sorry. And he's crying. And it just really tears my heart up. I got to go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. God, that is enough to make you have a good cry. And that's sad when you got something like that going on. My, what has this world come to? I know it. Bank of America's CEO, by the way, is warning that the Fed's got to tighten to fix too much stimulus. We'll have recession in 2023 and the housing market downturn for the next 2 years. This is what they're saying. That's right. Brian Moynihan said that 2023 is going to see a mild recession. The housing market's going to take almost 2 years to readjust. Mild recession, not the massive downturn predicted by others like Jamie Dimon. Well, we'll see. Ross Ulbricht rots in a cage for a website. FTX founder celebrated by elite for stealing billions is the headline. That's right. How'd the dude steal billions of dollars and is now speaking at a summit as a free man? Make it make sense, the internet is saying. The question millions of people are asking after weeks have now passed since Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX scandal unfolded. Now they want to make a TV series out of it. Oh, my God. Hey, if they're going to tell the truth about what he did with that $300 million he skimmed off the top, I would think if you were an investor, what happened as a result of this collapse of our hedge funds in 2008, and you saw what followed there. I'm just surprised that we keep letting it happen. Again, insanity, definition. Doing the same thing you did the last 10 years for the next 10 years, expecting different results. We have a Stanford professor. You've seen him on Fox, Jay Bhattacharya, author of the Great Barrington Declaration, which yours truly signed as a member of the media. Basically, he challenged the orthodoxy of lockdowns, and he's warning academic freedom is dead, and all of those who have stood up to the regime narrative now face a deeply hostile work environment. Welcome to the club, Jay. You know, and it's crazy. You know, we were going to have Dr. Eric Nipudi on the show, and he canceled. They might add some of their engagement. I don't know. He's being attacked. He was one of the first people out of the gate. I remember watching Facebook posts and whatnot and posts on the back channel medias. And he was coming out as St. Louis chiropractor, blasting away at COVID and what was going on, really. And he'd already started to figure it out and said, this whole thing is wrong and don't take the jab. And man, I mean, this is how you treat it. And now they're coming after him. Full tilt boogie, right? The Rutherford Institute has come out with an article opposing proposal to allow police to expand their power to kill through the use of armed robots. Yeah. Now you know why I brought up that little thing about the Barrett ME-281, because you're going to have to get it, you know, straight line trajectory in order to take out one of those robots. You're going to need a 50 caliber to knock it completely out of its blocks. So anyway, you know, they're already dressed in the trappings of war, and they just paralyzed some guy from the neck down and got arrested for it. And now they want to send robots to our door armed? Wow. See what we have to look forward to? We're going to get into this conversation with our two upcoming guests, Angie Wong and Chris Widener, after we do the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. You got to stay with us. This is going to get interesting.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.